Sefer Tehillim, we're using the commentary by Ma'am Loez, Rav Shmuel Yishalmi. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or for any of our hundreds of Torah lectures online at EnglishTorahTapes.com. May the learning of Torah also be a merit for the memory of Aaron Fuchs and Shimon and Hinda Manila, of blessed memory. This is shiur number 47, and we are holding with chapter 85, pasuk 13. Gam Hashem yitain hatov v'yartzeinu titain yivulo. Hashem will also give what is good, and our land will yield her produce. Corresponding to the measure of good they do on earth, Hashem will also give what is good, and our land will yield her produce. As it says, Hashem will open to you his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand, and you will lend to many nations, and you will not borrow. It's a pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. There will be abundance, so we should not be taken up with passing matters, earning a livelihood, but with eternal concerns. At that time, knowledge will increase so greatly that even laborers on the land will recognize the truth. Benevolence will be widespread. The great and the wealthy will provide charitably for those less fortunate than themselves. Hashem will repay them measure for measure. Hashem will also give what is good, and our land will yield her produce. Even though Hashem will also give what is good, and our land will yield her produce, we on our part must practice justice and uprightness, for that is the way to bring down abundance from the conduits on high. Even if loving kindness and truth have met, they have come towards each other and met halfway. And even if truth will sprout from the earth, only thought, only the beginning of its growth is seen, resembling the rise of the morning light. Hashem will also give what is good. He will take over to complete the task. Even when the righteous man has only just begun to set his footsteps on the path, Hashem will help him. He will bring everything to completion through the flow of his abundance. Pasuk Yudalet, Pasuk 14. Tzedek lefonav yahalech v'yosem lederech pa'amav. Justice, righteousness will go before him and will set his footsteps on the path. Justice will go before him. A person should always keep the ideal of justice before his eyes and set his footsteps on the path of justice. This pasuk indicates that one must not handle one's affairs before morning prayers. First, let righteousness go before him, and only then let him set his footsteps on the path. When one prays the morning service and only then sets forth to handle his affairs, Hashem fulfills his wishes. Thus it says, righteousness will go before him, followed by and will set his footsteps on the path. It means that if one sets forth to do something for the Jewish people, let him pray before acting. Then Hashem will grant his wishes. How good and precious it is for a man to do good things with his money while he still lives, instead of waiting for the day of his death. Compare it to a man preparing wood for heating in the winter. If he prepares it in the summer, it dries and then burns well. If, however, he waits until the winter to buy the wood and then kindles it, when it is still moist, the wood emits a great deal of smoke. The smoke causes a headache and the furnace remains cold. Righteousness will go before him. A man's good deeds give rise to good angels who show him the way to the Garden of Eden. Thus the Torah says here, first truth will sprout from the earth and righteousness will appear from heaven. Then after he has reached this plane of excellence, righteousness will go before him to show his footsteps the path upon which he will walk joyously thereafter. Every man's righteousness walks before him. Thus our sages teach that a proclamation precedes every person proclaiming, give honor to the likeness of the king. If therefore men would set their footsteps upon the path that finds favor in the eyes of God, they would all walk in the light of God. Our sages teach, a man has three friends, his children and family and his money and his good deeds. Prior to his death, he assembles his sons and family and tells them, I beg of you, save me from the decree of evil death. They reply, there is no dominion over the day of death. Pasuk that's found in Koheles. Does it not say a brother he cannot redeem, nor redeem any man? He then gets his money together and cries out, save me, but the money answers him. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath. but righteousness, charity, saves from death. Pasuk that's found in Mishlei. He assembles his good deeds and he says to them, save me. They say to him, even before you enter to be judged, we will precede you. As it says, your righteousness will go before you, the glory of Hashem will guide you continually. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. A companion in paradise. Rabbi Shimon beseeched heaven to be shown his place in paradise, whereupon it was revealed to him that his place would be right near a certain butcher. He pondered this revelation and was greatly intrigued. How was it that he, who had devoted himself to Torah study day and night, would share a place with a butcher? I will go and investigate his deeds. He found the butcher, who turned out to be a wealthy man, and asked him what great deed he might have done. The man related, once a ship's captain came to me and demanded 40,000 pieces of gold for a precious item that he had on the ship, but he refused to tell me beforehand what it was. I gave him the money, and he presented me with 200 Jews that he had taken captive. He told me that if I had not given him the money, he would have cast them all into the sea. I helped them earn their livelihood and provided them with food and drink. In the end, I also arranged for the single men and women to marry. Among the women was one very beautiful maiden whom I chose for my son. When the day of the wedding came, and the young couple were already standing under the marriage canopy, I noticed a young man weeping. I asked him for the cause of his tears, but he refused to tell me. I then took him to a side room, and he revealed to me that on the day they were taken captive, he was supposed to wed the same maiden. I asked him if he would agree to relinquish her, and I offered him 100 silver pieces, but his response was that he loved this maiden more than all the gold and the silver in the world, and he sighed in despair because now my son was marrying her. I then approached my son and told him the story. He relinquished the maiden. I married her to that young man right then and there. I then made him a rich man. Rabbi Shimon exclaimed, blessed be God who has made me to privilege to be with you in paradise, in Gan Eden. Some explain that the psalm speaks of the Mashiach. He will fulfill. I have set Hashem always before me. His righteousness will go before him. And even when he sets his footsteps on the path, the fear of Hashem will not leave his face. Chapter 86, Pasuk 1. Tefillah leDavid hatei Hashem oznecha aneini ki ani ve'evyon ani. A prayer of David, incline your ear, O Hashem, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. David composed his present psalm when he was still in exile and fleeing from Sheol. He prayed for divine deliverance from the power of those who sought his life. May it be your will to incline your ear to my prayer and that you also answer me, for I am poor and needy. David lacked the means to provide for himself, and he also longed to return to his home. He was poor and needy, and Hashem welcomes the poor man's prayer more readily than the prayers of others. As it says, this poor man cried, and Hashem hears and delivers him from all his troubles. It's a pasuk that we learned earlier. It means that Hashem in his tribunal on high, including the prosecutors, are silenced upon hearing the entreaty of the poor man. I am poor and needy. The frustrations of want corrupt a man's understanding and make him rebel against his maker. Hence, David pleads, do not deal with me by the attribute of stern judgment, but by the attribute of mercy. As it says in Mishlei, they will not despise the thief who steals to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. David says, you have written in your Torah that you, in your glory, listen to the prayer of the poor man. As it says, Hashem listens to the needy. Pasuk that we already learned in Sefer Tehillim. So I ask that you answer me, and that you, in your glory, incline your ear to me. Incline your ear, O Hashem, by the attribute of mercy, even if my prayer is not worthy of reaching up to you, for I am poor and needy. On account of my poverty and the excessive subjugation of exile, I am unable to act in accordance with your will, despite my desire to do so. In this prayer, David is also a spokesman for the exiles. He offered 7 prayers, and in each of them, a different reason is given why the plea deserves to be answered. Incline your ear, O Hashem, and answer me. That is his first plea. The second and the third is, keep my soul, deliver your servant. That's going to be the next pasuk. The fourth, favor me with grace, O Hashem. The fifth, gladden the soul of your servant. The sixth, listen, O Hashem, to my prayer. The seventh, attend to the voice of my supplications. He prayed for those who are poor and helpless in spirit, as well as those poor and helpless in body. David refers to himself as poor and needy, whereas in the following verse he says, keep my soul, for I am devout. He says, that is, in this world, whatsoever good you bestow upon me will be a matter of undeserved loving kindness. You will consider me as someone poor in merit, for I do not want to consume my merits in this world, but as you keep my soul for the world to come, consider that I am devout, and grant me in the world to come the fruits of my good deeds here. In the will of Rabbi Elazar the Great, it says, my son, in every prayer of yours, make yourself poor and needy before your Maker, for there are a number of prosecutors against you. Thus had Yaakov conducted himself, when upon seeing Esav he said, I have an ox and a sheep. A pasuk that's found in Chumash Bereishis. And so does David say here. He placed himself at the mercy of God's loving kindness, chesed, as it says in the following verse, keep my soul, for I am devout, chesed. David pleads in this psalm, teach me, O Hashem, your way, that I may walk in your truth. A pasuk that's found later on in Sefer Tehillim in this chapter. He further gives thanks that you have saved my soul from the lowest nether world. Accordingly, he proceeds these prayerful utterances by speaking of those things that preface a prayer. One is submission to Hashem. As Moshe said, and I beseeched Hashem, at that time, saying, and it says, the poor man utters entreaties. Pasuk that's found in Mishlei. Similarly, it says, incline your ear, O Hashem, and answer me, for I am poor and needy in bodily aspects, but my spirit and soul are pure. Keep my soul, for I am devout. He had the soul of Adam, who after his sin fasted for 130 years. Pasuk base. Pasuk 2. Shamra nafshi ki chosid oni husham abdecha ato eloka abateach elecha. Keep my soul, for I am devout, O you my Hashem, deliver your servant who trusts in you. And it is the way of righteous to refer to their merit when appealing to Hashem for something. Keep my soul, for I am devout. Similarly, we find that King Chizkiyo said, as found in Melachim base, I beseech you, O Hashem, now remember how I've walked before you in truth and with a whole heart. It is customary for kings to kill anyone who profanes their honor in the least. But King David Melech, would hear himself vilified and keep silent. For he was exceptionally devout in relation to Hashem and in relation to men. Even at the times he sinned, he was of upright heart and readily regretted his sin. In declaring, I am devout, he was not exalting himself. Rather, he described his conduct towards his adversaries, who harmed him, but whom he did not harm. On the contrary, he was glad at their well-being, as he said, you have put gladness in my heart, since when their grain and their wine increases. A number of times he has also spared Sheol, who sought his life. Thus David also said in the previous pasuk of Tehillim, nor will you give your pious ones to see the pit. And he said, Hashem rewards me according to my righteousness. His complaint was only for the sake of his enemies. Thus our sages teach, Hashem is called a chassid, as it says, for I am a chassid, says Hashem, a pasuk that's found in Yirmiyahu. And David called himself a chassid. Said Rav Abba in the name of Alexandrite, anyone who hears himself cursed and keeps silent, though he can respond, that man becomes a partner to Hashem. God hears the nations of the world vilifying his presence. He could annihilate them in an instant, yet he keeps silent. Similarly, David too would hear himself cursed and keep silent. Therefore keep my soul, for I am a chassid. By hearing himself vilified and keeping silent, he cleaved to the ways of Hashem. Hence he said, because I am your servant and I walk in your ways, deliver my soul, answer me, for I am poor and needy. I did not take it upon myself to respond in any way to those who vilify me. Similarly, he also said, "But I am as a deaf man. I hear not, and I am as a dumb man that opens not his mouth. You will answer, O Hashem, my God." We find this mentioned in Tehillim earlier. "Keep my soul, for I am devout." Because David was forced to wander from place to place when fleeing from Shaul, he was concerned that a lack of time would prevent him from keeping the mitzvahs. Keeping the mitzvahs is sustenance for the soul. Hence his plea, "Keep my soul," he added, "for I am devout. I acted more righteously than was required of me by the Torah," which alludes to two occasions when he spared Shaul's life. The first time he cut off the corner of Shaul's cloak in the cave. The second time was when he took the spear and the flask of water that lay by Shaul's head, as found in Shmuel Aleph. Shaul persecuted him and sought his life, and David had the right to kill him, for according to Torah law, if one rises to kill you, kill him first. David says further, "Because I am so taken up with providing for the needs of the many and with administering the law, I ask, keep my soul. Let me not fail to do the right thing. Answer me, respond for the sake of the people who look up to me as a man of piety. If you do not answer my prayer, they will say there is no judgment and no judge. Keep my soul to prevent profanation of your name. The greater the person, the stronger is the evil inclination. Therefore I ask, keep my soul from committing sin, for I am devout, and my evil impulse is powerful. I cannot subdue it without your help. I beseech you, keep my soul, for when one comes to be purified, he is helped." According to the Talmud, David said, "I am a chassid, for while all the kings of the east and west are seated at assemblies in their honor, my hands are soiled with the blood, the afterbirth, and the fetal sac to purify a wife to her husband. What is more, after everything I do, I consult my teacher Mephibosheth about my ruling. Have I rightfully condemned this one? Have I rightly exonerated that one? Have I properly ruled that this one is clean and the other one is defiled? I was not embarrassed to consult him." David says, in effect, "Were I to rise 3 hours into the day, I would still be in time to recite the Shema. The latest prescribed time is 3 hours into the day. Were I to arise with the morning light, I could pray with the earliest morning service. Instead, I rise at midnight to devote myself to Torah study." Such was David's piety. He rose at midnight, unswayed by the promptings of the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination. Do not take lightly your royal prerogative. It is enough for you to rise for the dawn prayer. Accordingly, he first says, "For I am poor and needy." It was not on account of his royal treasures that he rose at midnight. It was not because he was unable to sleep from worry over his great wealth. As the Pasuk says in Kehelis, the satiety of the rich does not let him sleep. "Not so, for I am poor and needy. I did not consider my affairs at all. I acted as if I were poor and needy. Keep my soul, for I am devout. Everything I do to serve Hashem is not done out of fear of punishment or to receive reward. Yet I ask you to save me from inadvertent sins. Although the Torah exonerates transgression committed under external compulsion, and all my service is motivated by a desire to please my Maker, nonetheless save me from unintended sin. For inadvertent transgression is not pleasing to my Maker, and my soul will be blemished. Safeguard my soul, keep me free of unwitting sins. Save your servant who trusts in you. Do so both because I am your servant and because I trust in you." David also prays here for physical deliverance, and he lists 3 reasons why he is deserving of being saved. 1, it is proper for a master to save a servant. Hence, save your servant. 2, you are my God. It may happen that a master is powerless to save his servant, but you are my God and have the power to save me. And 3, I trust in you. At times, the man himself is at fault because he relied on others to save him. However, I am your servant who trusts in you. Others explain, "Keep my soul, wait for me until I repent and perform good deeds that will weigh my favor. Do not look to the flesh, but to my soul that yearns to do good, and consider it in my favor as if I already had done it. For you, my God, know that I trust in you, even though your knowledge still leaves me free to choose and does not determine my actions. You can be entirely trustful that I will do good. The Zohar says, Was you then called a chassid? Said Rabbi Yehuda, indeed so, as it is written in the pasuk that's found in Yeshayahu, the faithfulness, kindness, chasdei of David. Therefore, he entreats, keep my soul to prevent it from going outside. Zohar also says, keep my soul from saying, I am a chassid. Pasuk Gimel, pasuk 3. Chaneni Adoy Nori Ki Alecha Ekra Kol Hayom. Favor me with grace, O Hashem, for you, to you I call all day. If you will not save me entirely, at least favor me with grace, O Hashem, by easing my suffering, for to you I call all day. If you will not answer me at this time, answer me at another time. The righteous and their suffering appeal to you for deliverance, and you desire the prayers of the righteous. I say, favor me with grace, O Hashem, and even then, I will not cease calling to you, for to you I call all day. Because I am poor and needy, and prayer does not leave my mouth, I will continue to call to you even after you answer me. At times, Hashem does not respond to those who call to him, so that they should call to him again, for he desires their prayers. But I anyway call to you all day, so favor me with grace. The entire night, David was steeped in Torah study, and the chanting of psalms and songs of praise, leaving him no time for supplications. Hence he says, favor me with grace, O Hashem, for to you I call all day. At night, I do not take off a moment even to ask for my needs. David says, I know that my merit is not great, still favor me with grace, O Hashem, for to you I call all day. The Torah says he will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He will also hear their cry and save them. This indicates that immediately after calling out to him, Hashem hears their cry and brings them deliverance. How is it, then, that I called to you all day, and still my prayer has not been heard? I must lack merit. So favor me with grace, grant me an undeserved gift, and deliver me. The pasuk is also explained by means of analogy. Compare it to a doctor who is paid on a yearly basis. Because he is anyway paid for the whole year, he will endeavor to prescribe the kinds of medicines that have an immediate effect, and thus make it unnecessary for him to visit the patient any number of times. When, however, patients pay him for each visit, he will be cunning and use medicines whose effect is not immediate. He will then be paid for his daily visits. Similarly, when a person only prays to Hashem in times of trouble, Hashem does not hasten to help him, since after he is healed, the man will cease to pray to him. It is otherwise regarding the person who calls to him every day. Accordingly, David says, favor me with grace, O Hashem, and bring me immediate deliverance. For to you I call all day. I pray to you all the time, so I deserve that you save me at once. I will anyway be knocking at your door all the time. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. Sameach nefesh avdecha ki alecha adonoi nafshi esam. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Hashem, do I lift up my soul. Rejoicing and gladness are in your dwelling, so gladden the soul of your servant with a small portion from your gladness, for to you, O Hashem, do I lift up my soul. Because to you, O Hashem, do I lift up my soul, I am hopeful that you will gladden me in accordance with what it says in the Torah. At his day, you will give him his hire, for he is poor and sets his heart upon it. The pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. Because I lift up my soul to you like a meal offering, gladden the soul of your servant, because strength and rejoicing are in his place. The pasuk that's found in Divrei Hayamim. And gladness is in your dwelling. It is not fitting to trust away the anxious and pining soul. Because I only long for spiritual matters, to attain the higher completeness and find no satisfaction in material things. I deserve that you should gladden the soul of your servant. Compare it to a man who commissioned an artist to make a most beautiful article, which he then intended to present to the artist himself as a gift. Similarly, David says, gladden the soul of your servant in the most perfect way, for you are the one to receive it. David also pleads in anticipation of the time when he will depart for the world to come. Hashem should gladden his soul. For to you, O Hashem, do I lift up my soul. Inasmuch as he desires to offer his soul to God as a gift, let him beautify it to the highest possible perfection. The singer says, I look forward to the deliverance not because I long to sit in my house in peace and serenity and enjoy this world. All that is of no value to me. Rather, my desire is wholly for you to gladden the soul of your servant. Deliver me so that I may devote myself to Torah study, which gladdens my soul. For to you, O Hashem, do I lift up my soul. The Targum interprets, for to you, O Hashem, do I lift up my soul in prayer. The Medrash says, when the tzaddik passes away from the world, he is shown his reward and his soul is satisfied and gladdened. That is what the Torah says. She laughs towards the time to come, a pasuk that's found in Mishlei, the last chapter. Rabbi Abu was shown 13 rivers of persimmon. Here David says, accordingly, gladden the soul of your servant at that time when I lift up my soul to you. Pasuk Hey, Pasuk 5, Ki ato adoy noi toi v'salach v'achesed b'chol korecho. For you, O Hashem, are good and ready to pardon and abundant in loving kindness to all who call upon you. One who is good will bestow what is good upon others. So I beseech you, who are good, to gladden the soul of your servant. Abundant in loving kindness to all who call upon you. You deal with them beyond the measure of the law, because they turn back to you in times of affliction. Pasuk that's found in Sefer Nehemiah. Hashem is called here Selah, ready to pardon, rather than Soleach, who pardons. One who pardons only once, Hashem continuously favors with grace and is ever ready with abundant pardon. His attribute of goodness is such that he bestows his abundant loving kindness to all who call upon him. He also responds to the prayers of the nations, as it says, to you do all flesh come. This is a great kindness. I plead on behalf of my soul, but I know that you also answer those who pray for material things. For you are ready to pardon and abundant in loving kindness to all who call upon you. The Medrash says, in the name of Pinchas, the son of Hamadi Korin, for you, O Hashem, are good and ready to pardon. How is he good? Well, he is ready to pardon. Why is he ready to pardon? For he is good. This passage is understood as follows. Being good means acting beyond the measure of the law, as it says that you may walk in the way of good men. Pasuk is found in Mishlei. The Medrash asks why his conduct is beyond the measure of the law, rather than in accordance with the halacha. The answer is that thereby becomes known that he is ready to pardon. Having become aware of the reality of repentance, the sinner should not say, if I am to perish, I am to perish, as found in Megillas Esther. Then the Medrash asks, how is it that he is ready to pardon, when according to the halacha, a king who pardons an offense against his honor, the offense is not pardoned? The answer is that he is good. He acts beyond the measure of this law, for kingship is his, and he can pardon sinners. Some say that the present pasuk continues the theme of the previous pasuk. Gladden the soul of your servant. The place of gladness and rejoicing is on high. As it says in Divrei Hayomim, strength and gladness are in his place. That is the attribute of pure mercy. When a person becomes worthy for his prayer to be exalted to the realms on high, an inheritance without limits is bestowed upon him. He need not even be totally righteous. In order for his prayer to be so elevated, however, the outpouring of his soul must be as one pouring water, as found in Shmuel Aleph. It must be as if he were offering his life for the sanctification of Hashem's name. Then, even if his situation is such that the attribute of stern judgment would condemn him, his prayer accomplishes its purpose. He is exonerated before Hashem. Hence David says, gladden the soul of your servant. Exonerate your servant via this attribute of gladness. Pasuk is found in Divrei Hayomim. For to you, O Hashem, do I lift up my soul. That is to say, in my prayer I offer my soul for the sanctification of your name. In the merit of this prayer, therefore, exonerate me by the attribute of gladness. Elevate my prayer to there, for you, Hashem, are good and ready to pardon, and abundant in loving kindness to all who call upon you. Abundant in loving kindness to all who call upon you, According to the Talmud, one sage says, lift up, and another sage, subdue. Rashi explains, subdue, he bears down upon the scale, pan of merit, and the merits outweigh the iniquities. Lift up, he pushes up the scale, pan of iniquity. This appears to mean that there is an overriding merit which determines the outcome of judgment. Please turn tape over to side B, and for those who are listening to a CD, please be patient.